Hey, Goombas. This is your host, Reverend Godfather. I have with me today is Big Candy.
Some son of a bitch.
Sadly, because she has some things to do family-wise, Zombie Bunny can't be here today.
Traitor.
She's not a traitor. She has things to do. She's a very nice and lovely little girl. I won't say little girl. She's a lovely woman. Despite she's been beating... She's the only person I know who beats herself on Instagram. When she goes against you, she always has the more likes. It's like 26 to like 3 likes with her winning. And then I post 2 photos of her on Instagram. And that's when she's competing against herself. And...
Wow.
And against, in essence, she competes against herself and beats herself in costume. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
She wins the contest every week.
I'm happy that the fans like her. One of the many reasons why we have her on the show. But we're here today to try to capture lightning in a bottle. To set up for it is that both of us know how YouTube works. You watch one stupid video, and the YouTube algorithms bring up 50 more.
The rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole. And the infamous rabbit hole where you watch videos about drumming, and all of a sudden you're watching videos about how to talk to drafts.
Oh,
and
so bad. When I start looking at, like, science stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you wind up watching stuff about aliens and ghosts and Bigfoot. Yeah. And you don't know why. It's like 3 hours later, you know.
Right.
It's, but
missing time. Oh, missing time. Put that in.
But recently, because I have to get prepared a lot of times for the show,
right.
I have to do basic research. With the show, what makes us so special is that even though the three of us, even though Zombie Bunny's not here, we're all kind of comic geeks. Mm-hmm. Zombie Bunny's a cosplayer, and she's that aspect of that geek fandom and geekdom. You're the music geek, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much everything else. I'm the gamer, you know, the whole aspect of... So therefore, I got to do my own research and follow things. And recently, in one of our past episodes, you'll feel free to look up the episodes. It's at our website, TheLongCokeMafia.podbean.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's our gamer episode. We touch on Gamergate a little bit in that. And one of the YouTubers I watch covers gaming. He rants about gamers. And he rehashed it because it's been a year since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, as in Starship Troopers, I wanted to know more. What's been happening is they rehashed that, they went by. It turns out one of the people that's initially spearheaded this, not only is Gamergate in reference to major players like IGN, the major gaming review sites, paying for reviews.
Right.
And it's also a part, granted we're just bleeping everything in one bag. Another part of it is all these, you know, you have the 15-year-old kids and the 8-year-old kid saying, you know, you're a faggot, I fucked your mama last night, sort of deal. And what you have spawning out of Gamergate is not only the light on that, you have now these professional feminist whiners that have achieved almost cult leader status.
Mm.
And that's the best way to describe it. You and I went back and forth in regards to this. So if there's any... I'll say it like this, whoever listens to this and is a female feminist, I believe there are no male feminists because that's bullshit. It's you're just trying to fuck
You're pandering, yeah.
Yeah, you're pandering. That's all you are. You want to fuck the female. That's what you... It's not going to happen. We'll get into that in a second. But to the actual female feminists that are out there that are willing to have a discussion on this program, you're invited to mail us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and we'll work out, if you're in the area, we'll have you on the show, and we'll have a legitimate discussion about everything. I'll say that right now. I'm willing to have a diehard feminist on the program. And that way, if I'm saying something wrong, I can have a two-way conversation.
Yeah.
This is us just kind of reacting to that and what's going on.
Right.
And what main, I think her name is Anna Scorzosi or something like that.
Something like that.
She went to the UN going, boo-hoo, these men are making fun of me and my friends online.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening is you have this one professor, he's a former professor, a chemist. You'll see his videos pop, they've been popping up on my recommended on YouTube. And he's been poking holes in her claim. And so, because let me show this. Her and the rest of the people that are like her say, oh, you know, males ought to be, you know, this, that, and other thing. Oh, goddamn males, motherfucking males, you know. Oh, they're part of the one part, and we've had this conversation before, they're part of this. No matter what a male says to a woman, no matter what, when, and where, they're raping women. You touch a woman, you talk to a woman, you look at a woman, you rape them.
Yeah.
And that's what irks me. It's like, wait a minute, you're fucking wrong. You know, and...
Well, not to mention, like, especially with gaming, I'm sorry, but you are in a predominantly male-oriented hobby.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it. It's one of those things where it's like, I get it. Yeah, there are female gamers, and hey, good for you, cool. But it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. When you come into a boys club, you're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to grow a thicker skin.
And the thing is, there
because it's just not the way it's been. Now, over time, it will change.
And the thing
but,
is, one of the things that the point is like, oh, I'm getting, you know, this, that, and other thing. I'm being insulted. Yeah, this is happening to
so
wife.
Am I.
And it's like, yeah, so am I. So are
it's
those
part,
who are gay. So
yeah.
Same as straight. White people, Hispanics, and blacks are also being made fun of and called out online.
It's
and one of the things
part of the reason why I don't like I would just cut off my microphone when I played a lot of times.
And the thing is, one of the things that she said or someone. I don't want to fully pin it on her because it could have been this chemist that's pinning it on her.
Right.
Is that in one of the videos, he's, I think, might be attributing to her and her the ilk that are like that, is they've been pointing out, you remember the original Metroid game.
Yeah.
The whole twist at the end of the game is pretty much you're playing as a female.
Right.
Her and the ilk like her are saying, no, that's not what it is. It's a reward for the men that they get a woman.
What?
Yeah. It's that whole aspect. And I can, even though she's not here, I hear Zombie Bunny pounding her head on the table.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, what happened is that they kind of got laws changed that verbal bullying on a service like Xbox Live is still bullying. So you have laws in places like London. Now, here's what happened. Again, the scientist put his video so he has the opportunity to edit it so he sees it his way. So that's how I'm trying to neutralize this without getting into too much backlash. So, and what happened was, the news that he tried to cover was in London, one of these extreme, I'll say extreme feminists,
right.
That all men must die, you know, fuck this shit.
They're no better than a racist or...
Yeah, here's what's funny. She put on Twitter promoting an event to get women to her rally. Instead of saying we would like something proper that we would just like women only at our you know seminar at our rally, no boys allowed, and being kind of kidding around. Hey, no boys this time. You know, no men. You know, it's just gonna be women only. She put for her Twitter, kill all white men. Kill all men.
Wow.
So it being one. One thing having those rules, they went out, found her, and arrested her.
Yeah.
And according to the video that I watched, she had a press release after she was, I guess, bailed out.
Right.
She had this thing saying, because the charges were that the comments that she made were racist, inflammatory, sexist, and so forth and so on. And she had this public release saying, I cannot be racist, I cannot be sexist,
oh my God.
Because I am a woman.
Mm. No. No. See, here's the problem. A lot of feminists confuse themselves. Feminism
is equality.
It should be. They preach equality, but then they want special treatment.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not equality. Equality means you take the same hits I do. The equality is you get in position in your life the same way I got in position in my life. Has no, you know, but they're going to say, well, there's a dominant male paradigm. You're a white male, Caucasian. You know, you're the dominant paradigm in the world. That's not true. Number one, number two, it's also what's the thing, the white guilt thing.
Yeah, the white privilege,
and all that horse shit that doesn't do anything but move us back.
Yeah, it has the whole aspect of what gets me. It a lot of the same. What has gotten me is that I see a lot of the same arguments now that have been cropping up for the past not 10 years. Not 15 years, but the past 20, 30, and 40 years.
Right.
And times have changed.
Yes.
Over that point, and one of the other videos, because I've been watching these, you know, almost feminist debates and all that, one guy, his name is, I want to say Walter or something. He's a pundit for the male side.
Right.
And he attacks the female side. But he's on the mainstream news and all that, but he gets his figures from female people who do these studies.
Right.
And the best part about it, he's gay.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, and he attacks them. And
they can't say anything.
And they can't say anything. Well, you're a straight... No, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And I've been watching some of those.
Oh, he's so funny.
And the best part about it, he's so informative. And
so smart. He's ridiculously
and
smart.
One of the recent ones I've seen him on, he was attacking the aspect of the women don't get paid as much as men. They're still... Again, this is the argument from the 1960s.
They don't work the same jobs that men do.
And my point in reference to that is I'm yelling at the TV because there's the woman, the feminist that they had on is like, well, we work part-time jobs and this, that, and it's like, no sooner out of my mouth shouting at the TV...
Yeah.
So you want full-time pay for
part-time
work?
Job, yeah.
And he says it. I'm like, thank you. But that's one of the arguments, and she's trying to, like, back out of it. It's like, no. Like, listen, you're cherry-picking. You're cherry-picking.
Right.
The better argument is what I've learned from Lloyd is, with Lloyd, he'll attack what I say, even though I mean something... what it's supposed to mean, but he'll attack what you said and tell you it's not, even though I know what you meant, it's what you said.
Right.
And the me, it's like, wait a minute, if you came up to me and said women are not paid the same as men, my response is, in what?
Right.
In what?
In what field?
In what field? If it's a growing field where there was a majority, like the medical
field. In nursing, that's not true.
In nursing, it's the complete opposite. Where there are more female than men.
Mm-hmm.
So men might not be paid as much as women.
Right.
In
construction.
In construction, there are more men than women.
Women can absolutely do construction, but...
So there's that balance. Yes.
But as a whole, they're not putting 20 and 30 years in.
But in some companies, like McDonald's, Walmart, so forth and so on...
Women.
Not predominantly women. I'm just using those.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot more women that work retail.
But I'm just saying
those are part-time jobs. Of course, they're not going to get paid as much as.
But I'm using those as an example. Or if they're in a warehouse position, a lot of companies like that, they start everybody out at the same price point, which means if the starting wage is $10 an hour, if I go in, I'm getting paid $10 an hour, and so is the woman starting.
Next to,
So your argument is somewhat invalid.
Yeah, it's moving.
But if you're in an industry like the beer industry, which is primarily geared towards men, and it's one of the articles that I read that a female CEO, she said, I'm one of like two or three CEOs in the beer industry.
Right.
So my pay is less than a man's in my position because it's a primarily...
Male-dominated
industry.
Right.
So even though there are women that drink beer,
right,
it's that skewed. So yes, there's you're a woman in that position saying, oh, men get paid more. In what field?
Right.
What field? And there are some fields where a woman would be prefer a woman and vice versa.
Right.
Like, in, if you want to go with some aspects, if a woman is, God forbid, raped, she would rather speak to a female officer.
Right.
She would rather speak to a female doctor and a female nurse.
Right.
Not a male doctor, male officer, male, you know...
Nurse.
Or if she wants to see a gynecologist, she would rather speak to
a female
than a male.
Right.
Because there's more understanding.
Right.
And, yes, that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where the point is that, yeah, a male would be creepy in certain positions, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go. I don't like going to the doctor when he touches my nuts. That's weird.
But
I would rather it be him than a her, because that'd be even more awkward.
Right. But you also have, like, these whole female things in reference to form, you know, female. Like, wait a minute. You're spearheading that all shapes and sizes are equal. Should
right.
you look? Fine. Great. You're concentrating. Yeah, I've seen a few memes online saying, showing a Barbie doll saying this does not conform to the female image, yet next to it is a figure of He-Man,
right.
all muscled out,
right.
steroided out,
exactly.
and they're saying nothing.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, you're saying everything about Barbie
yeah.
and nothing about He-Man. Where is your equal, you know,
yeah.
where's your being equal now?
Right.
And that's one of my arguments is that you're complaining about this equality,
but you
porn,
want special treatment.
How porn treats women, but you're saying nothing about the aspect of you're buying all
the
these.
Men get paid nothing in porn.
I'm just using.
Well,
like, you're buying,
if you want to talk about that, Andrew.
I'm just using examples. Like
right.
You're
the
complaining about these pin-up female calendars where the women are wearing next to nothing, but you're buying all these studly calendars with firefighters and
right.
female, you
is
know,
that not demeaning?
It's like, it's,
but
you're,
no,
you're treating the same thing.
Right.
It's like my also extended argument to that is like, yet you have this video online that says, "Look at what this woman," which was done by a guy who primarily promotes makeup for women.
Right.
You know, 10 minutes on the street of New York, saying, "Oh, look how these men demeaned this woman by saying hello," and yet, well. Men get treated the same way, and yet you're saying nothing about the male aspect of the
right.
side. And it's one of my points.
And,
you know,
and also
like,
about human nature in general. I mean,
like,
is it rude in society's terms?
Sometimes it's rude. And
but
it's
no more strange than mating calls.
My point of that is that there's so many stories on record
mm-hmm.
of people who not only attempted, I'll use this extreme, attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And some cases where the note that was left, if there was a note, has stated on both, like, hey, my life was saved because somebody said hello to me. Someone came
right.
up to me and said hi. I would have committed.
I know what you're getting, but what they're saying is that it's in a rapey tone. It's not a genuine hello. It's, hey baby, I want to stick my penis in you. That very may well be,
but when you watch the 10 minutes on New York Street, some of it's,
right.
hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
and
I've
some
seen
of
it,
yeah,
I've
it's
seen
like,
it.
Hey, why don't you smile more?
Yeah,
it's not creepy. Of hi, I want to stick my dick in your, you know.
But that's what they're saying. That's what it's their tone.
Yeah.
That's they're pretty much leading you down the path to that's what that's about. See all these creepy guys? See all the creepy guys what they're saying to her? What about all the creepy guys? Or what if they just took a shot of her walking down the street, I would guarantee you more often than not, most people didn't say anything to her. And the ones, you know, that did, like, you know, I would say like maybe 6 out of 10 were ones that were being a little creepy. The rest were probably just like, hi, how you doing? At work, I walk around all day. I see, you know, a male walking towards me. How you doing? Just a nod and a shrug and walk, you know, whatever. But they don't want to talk about that. They want to point in the direction of, oh, look, yeah, look at all the rapey men out there.
It's the almost the documentary syndrome, mm-hmm. which we might be doing, kind of falling to that trap here, is that anything can be skewed to that their particular viewpoint.
Right. I'm trying to be as equal as I can.
Yeah,
I know that there are rapey guys out there. There are creeps out there. There are weirdos, and there are people that like probably shouldn't be let loose. And that, you know, there is a rape culture out there. There really is. But but the thing is, it goes both ways.
That's the sad thing. It's like, only women get raped.
No, but that's not true.
The thing is, out of 100, if you have 50 guys and 50 gals, mm-hmm. There are going to be more gals that are raped in some form than guys. But we are also part of this whole new, I'll say this new feminism, is that no matter what you say and do, all you have to do is scream rape.
See, and that's what kills me, and you're right, because they're saying rape is a female thing. That it has nothing to do with men. It's the perception of the female, if she was raped or not. If she could have, like, regrets about sleeping with somebody and then go, that was rape. It's happened at colleges all over the place. The female gets drunk, the male gets drunk, they go to bed together, they wake up the next day, the male's under the perception he had a good time last night, he's going to chalk it up to a neato experience. The female has regrets. He raped me. Instead of just chalking it up to, oh well, you know, I had sex with somebody, I probably shouldn't have done that, I better just go home.
That's that argument that could swing both ways.
Right.
Well, she didn't give consent. Well, neither did he. I can argue the point. Neither did he.
Well, and the thing is, they might have given consent and they didn't know about it because they were drunk.
Right.
I'm not advocating people have sex with drunk people.
We're just using this as an example. Right.
Well, it's a real example. The thing is, you shouldn't have sex with drunk people at all. In my opinion, if a girl's drunk, respect her space and leave her alone. You're asking for trouble otherwise. But if you go to bed with somebody and you're tipsy and she's tipsy or whatever, it shouldn't result in her regret turning into you're a rapist. Because that, more often than not, it seems like that's where that goes anymore.
And the thing is, to kind of get into the rabbit hole a little bit, this is where my stems with religion, some of the religion aspect of things, because you kind of know my story in reference to who I was with prior and what happened with her. And there are, so I'll broaden the spectrum, there are people out there that even George Takei, or Takei, depending on how you want to pronounce his name, he posted, as of this recording, he did post an article in reference to marital rape. But there are people out there, because it has happened to people, to women, that I went out with someone, we went to a hotel, or we went out to shared a room with a opposing partner or a friend. Mm-hmm. They went out to a convention. They went out of town with a male friend. The male might have got only one bed instead of giving her the bed, or there might have been a problem with the reservation. Instead of having two beds, there was one. And instead of him taking the couch or the floor, they decided he talks her into sharing the bed.
Right.
And what happens is, whether she wants to or not, let's go with the aspect of she does not want to, he talks her into sexual relations.
Right.
Therefore, it becomes date rape.
Right.
And what's classified as date rape. What normal people would do is, if it's a family situation, my thoughts is, hey, if I had a sister and that happened, where's my baseball bat?
Right.
Where I'm taking out kneecaps.
Right.
And, or if it happened to my daughter, he didn't. Somebody's dead man. If I don't get to him prior to the cops do, somebody's going to get hurt real bad.
Right.
And
That's somebody not knowing their parameters. That's somebody not knowing where to say situations.
Like when they go home and tell their parent, or because they might be 18 or 17 or 18, that this has happened, and the parent pretty much goes, because they're overly religious, guess what? Now you're getting married.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
And that's what puts me off of organized religion is because they're being forced in a relationship with a rapist who might continue to rape them because they have that mindset that I'm now, even though I'm a modern day woman, I could at work, I could be CEO, I could be the president of the United States. But they have that almost 50s mentality or the 40s mentality that if my husband or my boyfriend wants sex, I have to give it to him.
That's odd thinking.
It's odd thinking. It's backwards thinking. Yeah. It's wrong thinking.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people I have the aspect of the Tim Allen definition of masculinity. Mm-hmm. That I'm into shiny stuff that men are into. Shiny, great cars, great women, beer, tools, men stuff, action movies. Oh, it's an action movie. I gotta go see it. That's me. But I have a belief that women should be equal. It's why I support, Zombie Bunny and what she does a lot of times because she's shy. Come on out, you show. Shows like this bring people out of
their
shell. It brings them into an uncomfortable. Even Chris Hardwick says that for Nerdist, it forces people out of.
Well, and the thing is, like, we don't want people to think, like, oh, we're anti-feminist. What I would like to say is, I'd like to bring to light a lot of the political correctness bullshit that's going on. It's not so much that either of us are anti-feminist.
Yeah, that's why we welcome people on the feminist show.
I'm more anti-social justice warrior bullshit. It's the kind of people that come forward and say men are evil and boo boo boo, and you're pigeonholing me into a group of other people that I'm not like that. I'm about as opposite as that as you can get.
And to speak on my behalf, because I have that whole aspect of social awkwardness and that little bit of, because of the relationship I was in prior, the scars do not go away.
No.
The internal scars, the internal programming does not go away.
No.
And when I was in that type of environment, dealing with someone who was sexually abused and in an abusive family.
Well, and you also end up in an abusive relationship.
I'm trying to get out of that. But me being you, I'm speaking to those who, all men are evil. What about the people that, like myself, that are socially awkward? You're telling me, don't approach that woman.
No.
Don't approach her.
Yeah.
Don't, because if you talk to her, she's going to go to the cops.
She's going to go to the police because she is not giving you a chance at all. No, I understand that.
And it's, I did a blog on my personal site called the White Raven Syndrome, where this whole aspect of pushing guys away, you're doing more harm to those who have that social awkwardness and have been part of that don't speak to women. You're doing more harm than good, because one of the topics, the points I was trying to make is that if you have someone who has that, walks out of that house, that if no one says hi to me today, I'm gonna commit suicide.
Right.
And if it's a woman, you're telling everybody out there, don't talk to her.
Right.
You're adding to the problem. So you might not be charged criminally, but in some instances, you could be brought up on a lawsuit saying, hey, all she might have needed was someone to say hello and someone to initiate a conversation with, and you stopped that. Because that caring guy on the street that could have talked to her.
Well, see, and there's a lot of mental abuse that goes on with the way that people perceive rape and rape culture. And things, and even, or even like just relationships in general. It's hard. It really is. It's because you don't know whether it's okay to talk to somebody or not, or when you do, you don't know how they're going to react to you. Like, I was in a relationship with somebody for a long time, and I was put in what's called the friend zone.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
Oh, many times.
Yeah. Well, when you're in the friend zone, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating to be there because you end up obsessing. You end up thinking bad things. And I'm not afraid
to say that. Not to mention, it's like they want... It's like going to an employer. We want to hire you.
But not right now.
We want to hire you, but we're going to hire this person and call you every day
and tell you about
how bad he sucks.
Yeah. Exactly.
We want you, but we'd rather hire this guy that sucks so bad.
But you're really good for the job. Yeah.
And we're going to call you every day. You won't believe what this
guy's going to do. That's mental. And that's as bad as rape is. That's mental abuse. And nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about that shit. And it may seem stupid to a lot of people, but it's a big fucking deal. To me, it's a big fucking deal.
And there's that...
it's wrong.
Have you seen that meme? It's got that, like, the first world problem girl kind of, like, sulking and says, I wish there was a guy that knew my needs.
Right.
And it's got the Family Guy God going, I sent you that guy, but you friend-zoned him.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. And like I said, people want to talk about rape. They want to talk about equality. They want to talk about this bullshit. That shit needs to stop too. But I don't know. How do you stop that? I don't know.
And part of my argument,
and I think that a lot of it has to do with society.
And that's what some of the feminists are saying. Like, well, all this, like the skinny mannequins and this, they're not realistic. They're putting this. Like, you know who does that?
Yeah, women.
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 Primarily women.
Yeah. So I have all the qualities that you want in a person, but you want the guy with the muscles that treat you like shit.
It's not in reference to mannequins. Who designs those mannequins? Right. Women. Who puts out a lot, majority of the women's magazines?
Right.
Who's the editors?
Yeah.
Who are the editors-in-chief? There are women telling you, this is what you have to do.
Skinny girls. And buff
guys.
That's the only people that matter.
That's it.
Everybody else is just friend zone, bullshit, rapist, creepy.
Right. And it's like, well, you're saying that this is bad, that we should have more curvy women, more natural-looking women. Right. Yet you're picking on the men saying, hey, you're the one supporting this. Well, who's publishing it?
Yeah.
Vogue, Mademoiselle, Red Book.
Right.
They're the ones putting it out saying women should dress like hookers, women should, you know, be thin, women should got to do this to please guys. They're as much as putting it in as guys, and you're not looking at them.
Yeah, how to please your man is like the number one like topic in these magazines. Every time I'm in a doctor's office and I look, I'm like, really? How?
And the thing is, you're going after all.
How about how to please yourself?
And it's like, wait a minute,
like,
you're not going after Nicki Minaj. Not going after Nicki Minaj and female rappers like that for overly sexualizing women in their videos.
Right.
But you're going after the male rapers saying they're overly sexualizing women in their video.
Well, it's
yeah. Why?
Because that's how social media is. That's how pop culture is. I was explaining to somebody this the other day, like totally off subject, but there was these two little girls that I guess they had graduated high school or something.
Yeah.
They put on the back of their jackets, "Nigga, we made it." Two white girls, right? It's reference to a song.
And
the whole town blew up. And the girls got, they got expelled or something like that. And the school's under fire for it and whatever. That's the pop culture that we're in now. They said racial epithet on there. There was no racial motivation to that at all.
And
that's the lyrics to a song that they like.
And the thing is, I could point out the facts. Like, wait a minute, you doing this and this. My question to one of these diehard feminists, which as we were discussing prior to the show, that I could just spin something so good,
and
come up with a question so good. My question could be, it's like, wait a minute, aren't you being influenced by women's social media by saying you have to pick on a male?
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Therefore, you're adding to the problem.
It's that social justice warrior. you can't say this, you can't do this, you can't do this, but as long, unless you're skinny or buff or or if you are in pop culture.
You have to be a female.
Yeah, if you're in pop culture, you can say nigga all day. You can have songs with it all day. But if you say it outside of that, oh, well, now you're a racist. Even though it's something that you're just, I'm sorry. It's like, yo, that's their word thing. That's something that's in pop culture now. The kids growing up now, you and I won't ever say that. Like, to, you know, in any circumstance. That's not something we grew up with. So we grew up respecting the fact that we don't say the N-word to people. These girls grew up in a culture where that word is in pop culture
every day.
Not just one. It's not something that somebody said, oh, they're just saying it because they heard it in a pop song. They heard it in every pop song.
Every
pop song.
Again, it's one of those cycle through things that happens every. It's that force fed.
Yeah,
you got to listen to or not knocking. Yeah.
It's top 40. It's top 40.
It's like that's a different issue. That's a different rant for another day.
Right, but that's the result. The same media that is forcing images of females down your throat. That's forcing images of over sexualized women down your throat, and then has the audacity to yell at you for liking it.
And that's that aspect of, like, I was saying earlier, that the cherry pick, the women not paying as 70 cents less than men on a dollar,
right?
That's cherry pick. Because the harder fruit to pick is the, you know, the beer, the specialized industry.
Or how about in school? Why? How about this? Instead of women aren't getting paid, what men are getting paid? Well, how about you change the school system so there's more opportunities to women to get into science, to get into government, to get into other things that they need to get into to get those higher paying jobs? How come there's not more opportunities for women in the workforce other than nursing and like in the stuff that we talked about that had higher things? Why don't we talk about that instead of talking about how men are keeping them down?
There was also one video or one meme that was put out saying, wait a minute, women are more than likely, because of this aspect of feminism, more likely to get into colleges. More likely to, there are, for every male home, for, you know, groups to go to, men to go to, there's 5, 6, 10 homes for women.
Right.
There are more women homeless than men. Yeah. There are more this than men. And the end of the meme was, so, where's that white male privilege? You know, it's like, it's like, wait a minute, you're cherry picking. You're doing the same old arguments.
Yeah.
And when the new research is out, done by female researchers, you don't want to hear it because
all that stuff is, and right along with the white privilege that I'm supposed to accept and not be mad at, I'm just supposed to check my privilege. Fuck you. What the whole deal behind white privilege is, it's to take people back. To say, okay, you have more opportunities as a white male that you need to understand and have these black people on your level. My level? That's demeaning to black people who have succeeded.
Yeah.
That's demeaning to black people who have escaped, you know, all the you know, criticism that they grow up with.
Yeah, I could be. I'm going to finish on this because we're cutting short on time. Yeah. But it's kind of like the story I heard in reference to peanut butter and jelly being racist.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about this story.
Go ahead.
For the listeners. The story was a school out west yelled at students for bringing in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because they were racist. The reason why, not because that there could be some kids have natural ability to trick, hey, you got a Twinkie? Let's trade you the sandwich.
Right.
They have that natural ability to trade for stuff they like. And what they who they trade with might have a peanut allergy.
Right.
And so what some schools do, saying no peanut butter sandwiches, just in case someone's allergic. Right. Which is okay, I understand that. That's fine. But they're saying we're banning peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because they're racist. Why are they racist? Well, because there are some people in our schools who are Latino, and in their culture, they do not have like leavened bread. It's always the pita bread, the flat bread sort of deal. Therefore, they do not have access to white bread or wheat bread or sliced bread. So therefore, it's racist. It's white privilege. It was in the article saying that peanut butter and jelly and white bread, sliced bread, is white privilege. That's why they're banned in the school.
As you know, they're sold at white stores that black people can go to.
Obviously, you say that on the side. It's like, wait a minute, how is this white privilege? Any motherfucker with a dollar
can go
to the Dollar General
and get Wonder Bread. Come on.
It's like any motherfucker with $1.50 could go to Dollar General in the local supermarket and pick up a loaf of fucking bread.
Dollar Tree started carrying bread now.
I mean, motherfucker, please. Mm-hmm. Right? Bitch, please, man.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the whole
stupidity.
It's a stupidity, but it's a whole aspect of this social media, social justice warriors.
People that just hide behind computers. We're not hiding. We want people in.
But no, I'm not saying us. I'm saying there's a bunch of people that hide behind computers. That hide behind.
They get YouTube videos.
They hide and they just want to have something to complain about.
We're not complaining. We're doing this as when this episode probably drops. Whenever that is, we'll have a story which I'll tell you guys at the in reference to how tacos are racist. That way. We'll have Zombie Bunny hitting her head. I'll have to buy her aspirin when
we're going to have to put a pad over
get her a pillow. But it's just a whole aspect where it's welcome. I've said it before. Welcome to America, the land of the stupidity and easily offended.
Right.
It's.
How about this? This is the last thing I'm going to say, really. How about we all just take a step back, look around, realize we're all just people. And just try to love one another, rather than worrying about who's doing what to whom and why. Yeah.
Again, the invite still stands. If you're one of these, I'll say open-minded feminists, because there are a good plenty that are willing to discuss and talk.
Yeah.
Valid points. If you're one of these open-minded feminists, the only qualifications is that you have to be a woman. Because one of the things that in regards to the videos I watched that complained to this scientist and tried to get him fired was a guy who looked uglier than me and was fatter than me, and the only reason why he was supporting this woman, this Anna woman, is because he thought that if he supported her, one of these types that if he supports her, then if they met in real life, he has a chance to ask out.
He's in the friend zone.
He's a friend zone feminist. But again, the invite's open.
Oh, wow.
You can always email us at the show. Find us. You can find us not only on Twitter, which is Long Coat Mafia, and Instagram at Long Coat Mafia, but you can email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And again, the invite stands. Our episodes are always found at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, just for Stitcher.com. And our main website at it's thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, and you can leave us comments there. Like us on iTunes, like us or hate us on iTunes. Either way, if we get enough dislikes, we're on a list, and people still got to check us out. If we have enough likes, we're on the other list, and people got to check us out. So either way, check us out. We're gone.